Democrat Levin holds lead over Republican challenger Marriott. Incumbent Democrat Mike Levin leads the race with Republican challenger Brian Marriott for California's 49th congressional district in the U.S. House of Representatives on the evening of November 8. The district straddles northern San Diego County and southern Orange County. Levin, who is seeking a third term in U.S. House of Representatives, is ahead with about 52.4% of the vote over Marriott, the former mayor of San Juan Capistrano, with 47.6%, according to preliminary results posted by the California Secretary of State. Official California election results won't be certified until December 16. As of October 19, Levin had raised about $4.71 million in campaign donations over Marriott's approximate $4.56 million, according to the Federal Election Commission's latest tally. An October 31 poll conducted by Survey USA for the San Diego Union-Tribune and ABC 10 News put Levin 6 percentage points ahead of Marriott, with 8% still undecided. The survey interviewed 725 district residents, including 568 considered likely voters. The poll has a 5-point margin of error. Prior to the survey's release, the nonpartisan Cook Political Report rated the race as a toss-up district. President Joe Biden stumped for Levin at MiraCosta College in Oceanside on November 3. Levin campaigned against a potential second term for former President Donald Trump and called on Congress to codify abortion rights into federal law, according to City News Service. Levin states on his campaign website that he is a strong ally for the LGBTQ+ community and has co-sponsored a House resolution to oppose Trump's ban on transgender individuals serving in the armed forces. He was glad to see the Biden administration reverse that decision. He supports tougher gun control laws and is a longtime advocate for climate action and member of the House Natural Resources Committee and Select Committee on the Climate Crisis. Marriott, a certified financial planner, pledges on his campaign website to put people before politics and to stop the billions in harmful spending and work to pass smart legislation that helps reverse inflation, grow our economy, and provide economic opportunity for all. He also campaigned on securing the border, curbing illegal immigration, and cracking down on the illicit drug trade. "It is true that we are a country of immigrants, but we are also a country of laws," he said. Referring to America's shocking surge in fentanyl overdose deaths, Marriott supports a massive federal effort to force China and Mexico to cease the manufacturing and distribution of poison to our kids. He also opposes the divisive dogma of critical race theory and its inclusion in our education curriculum.